Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is Wednesday, January 29th, 2020, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we are on page 86. Paragraph 1, it begins with, when we retire at night, and it ends with, inquire what corrective measures should be taken. Today's readers are Martha M. for the 12 steps, Lucy M. for the 12 traditions, Dawn B., Leslie W., and Penny L.C. Nan K. will stand by to greet newcomers and get numbers from sponsors, and then Leslie W. will have some important announcements for us today. The reference number for the 10 a.m. meeting, Eastern Standard Time, for yesterday, Tuesday, January 28th, is 14034. That's 14034. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, for Wednesday, January 29th, is 14038. That's 14038. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Martha M. to please read the 12 steps.
Good morning. This is Martha M. from Connecticut. I'm a recovering compulsive under and overeater. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, Martha M. And I'll now ask Lucy M. to please read the 12 traditions.
Hi, my name is Lucy M. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater from Oregon. Good morning to everyone. Our 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Number two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Number three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Number four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Number five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Number six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Number seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Number eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Number nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Number 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. Number 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And number 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you so much, Lucy M. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement is 1 year for moderators and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter Into Action. We're on page 86, and we're going to read and comment on paragraph 1. And I'll ask Dawn B. to please begin reading.
Good morning. This is Dawn B., recovered from Southern California. When we retire at night, we constructively review our day. Were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do we owe an apology? Have we kept something to ourselves which should be discussed with another person at once? Were we kind and loving toward all? What could we have done better? Were we thinking of ourselves most of the time? Or were we thinking of what we could do for others? Of what we could pack into the stream of life? But we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. After making our review, we ask God's forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures should be taken. Well, this is a fantastic paragraph, and it is on step 11. And here, what we're doing is a nightly time of looking over the day and reflecting on it. And what I like is what Harlan has said is, and this paragraph really focuses in on that, the problem for us as compulsive overeaters is not the food. And once we've gone through the steps and recovered, the real issue for us now is the problem is the buildup of normal human emotions. That's what will take us out if we are not staying on top of it and working on our program each and every day. So here is the key to our continued recovery success is to doing this nightly review, doing this 11th step on a daily basis. And this is the part that's done at the end of the day. So what we do is we look over the day, and if we've been doing a great job in recovery, one of the things that we've already done is the 10th step. So throughout the day, when any emotional disturbance comes up, that's when we do the 10th step. And so hopefully what we've already done is we've cleared out the majority of all the emotional upsets that we've had, and we've had those processed. We've had we've asked our higher power to take those away, and we've had relief from those. So this is, I like to think of it as a pond with fish in it, and the fish are these emotional disturbances to the, you know, tranquil waters. And so with the 10th step, we've cleared out most of the fish, and this is just the last pass at the evening, the last fish net going through to see if there's any fish remaining in the pond that still need to be cleared out. And so that's what we do with the 11th step, is clear out any remaining emotional upset or disturbance. And then we process those. We find out, you know, where was it that we were resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? We're looking for our part. We're not focusing on anything else anyone else has done, but we're looking for our part to learn from that and to lift that up to our higher power so our higher power can remove it and we can be free and we can receive the amazing learning that happens through this process as well. So we look through, and it's very important that this is a constructive review. It's not something, okay, what did I do wrong? You know, but it's a very positive fact-finding, treasure-finding, really, throughout our day of what is it that I still have to learn? What is it that I can lift up to my higher power and ask for my higher power to remove it, and that I can learn and grow so I can be even better tomorrow? And this is a fantastic treasure hunt. So then, and it reminds us of this as well, that this is a very positive experience that we do. And it says, but we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. So this is a key step that helps us to enhance our usefulness of being of service to our higher power and service to our fellows. And then after making our review, super important to ask for God's forgiveness and to inquire what corrective measures can be taken. And thank you so much for letting me share. And with that, I pass.
Oh, thank you too, Don D. Great, great start. I'm going to go fishing. I love that. Okay. Who would like to comment on this? The first paragraph on page 86, when we retire at
Lisa
night.
B.
Lisa B. Great. Oh, uh-oh. Crazy. Everybody try again, because you'll be nervous.
Penny L.C.
Penny L.C.
Shreya H.
Shreya H.
Shlomi Tana.
Shlomi Tana.
Lynette P.
Lynette P.
Ricky M.
Ricky M. That's our lineup. Thank you so much. Okay, this is what I've got. Lisa B., Penny L.C., Freya H., Shlomi Hanna, Lynette P., and Ricky M. Please go ahead, Lisa. You'll be followed by Penny L.C.
Good morning, Elaine. Thank you so much for your service. My name is Lisa B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Greenville, South Carolina, and I do spell my name L-E-S-A. This paragraph has been such a gift in my recovery. It's been a wonderful experience. I never did it before, and I found doing a written nightly review has been the key to keeping me sane, sober, and stable. And my sponsor shared with me when we got to this portion of the big book that I don't have to wait right before I go to bed at night, because I get really tired early, you know, in the evening. So I do mine, I mean, very sometimes late afternoon or very early evening. And I do it as an email to myself on my phone, often when I'm watching TV with my husband. You know, I used to think I would have to go into the closet, put on a special robe, and light candles before I do my nightly review. But I've learned how to just make it a part of my life. I do it when I'm traveling. I do it when I'm sick. I do it when I don't feel like it. I always do it. And when I'm going through these questions, I was taught that the two most important questions, they're all really important, but the two I really want to look at are what could I have done better and the corrective measures that I want to address. And I also do include a gratitude list, even though that's not on here. But, you know, have I kept something to myself? If I go into a store and someone irritates me in the store, I put that on my nightly review. I put everything there, and anything that needs to be shared with a fellow, I share it. It's been such a nice experience to be complete, and there are many times that 10 steps that I missed during the day when I realized I was resentful. It comes out in my nightly review, and then I do send out a text to someone to be able to share that, ideally, before I go to bed. If not, I do share it with someone first thing in the morning. But I just wanted to say, having this connection with my higher power, having the connection with myself and my fellows has been such a gift, and it doesn't have to be difficult or hard. With that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Lisa B. Penny L.C., you're up next, followed by Freya H.
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And I really appreciate that this 11-step review follows our 10th step understanding, because I've had a chance throughout the day to connect with higher power anytime I have felt unbalanced or disturbed. And hopefully I've been able to maintain that so that my balance has stayed on an even keel. But here on my nightly review, I have a chance to look back and see if there's anything that I could catch during the day, something that maybe was so subtle, but yet at the night, I'm still thinking, oh, yeah, but there was that point, period of time when I was feeling blank. And this is a chance to be accountable for that, because what more than anything is I'm constantly wanting to be sure that I'm removing the blockages between myself and my higher power, because that is what's going to be the key to maintaining my spiritual fitness. If I'm in, have that free-flowing stream between myself and God, and then there's open communication, there's no block of emotion. And so this is a nightly review that allows me to constructively. I really appreciate that word there, because it not only refers to being corrective measures, it refers in these questions, I have a chance to see what I did well, you know, and to recognize that there is growth. And therein lies the other key, because I believe my higher power will encourage me along those lines of growth always, and it's up to me to recognize too when that growth is coming, because then it's a positive building process toward continuing that growth and enhancing that growth. So this nightly review is just a chance to reflect and clear the deck, so to speak, so that I can peacefully rest that night and wake up to a fresh new day. So I'm grateful for this practice each night, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Penny L.C. Freya H., you're up next, followed by Shlomi Chana. Please go ahead.
Good morning. This is Freya H., compulsive eater bulimic in Colorado. Thank you so much. I love hearing everybody's experience with this step and this portion of the step. And I was listening to the earlier meeting this morning, and I was just so struck by everyone, you know, everyone's gentleness. You know, everyone is really like relaxing and taking it easy. And I didn't hear anybody share that they did it perfectly, or that they, you know, or encouraging, you know, telling me that I'm doing it wrong. So that was really encouraging for me. And my experience with this is that my sponsor offered, you know, she said, if you want to send your nightly reviews to me, you can. And so I tried that for a while, and I I realized it was becoming less of a dialogue with my higher power and more of a list of like kind of like a people pleasing list, like wanting to not impress, but like, you know, wanting to show my sponsor how well I was working my program. And so I stepped back from that and just had it be between me and my higher power. And in the step itself, it doesn't say anything about sharing it with someone. I know that can be really powerful, but it was really helpful for me to just take all of this stuff to God and not be trying to please anybody or impress anybody, and just have it be, okay, God, you know, show me the truth about each of these questions. And when I write down these questions, it certainly is a tall order, you know, just especially the, you know, what could we have done better? It's like, well, I could go on with that one forever. So rather than having it be this, you know, this checklist that I need to do perfectly, just to bring it to my higher power. And then I absolutely love the last line, which is that we ask God's forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures should be taken. And that my job is just to open my mind and say, God, please show me. And that God's going to work with me no matter where I am. And that God's going to show me whatever I'm ready for. You know, it's going to be a little bit at a time. And yes, I can always do things better. And that the point is not that I'm never going to reach a point where I'm going to say, nope, I couldn't have done anything better. But that, you know, that's not how this program works. I get to keep growing forever. And when I do this, you know, when I do a nightly review, and I also do my on awakening quiet time with my higher power, it's like at night I'm giving it to my higher power. I'm like, okay, God, here's what I'm aware of. You know, show me what corrective measures should be taken. And in the morning, when I take prayer and meditation, if I'm aware of that, it's an opportunity for God to answer those questions, if I can, you know, bring that quietness and stillness to it. So when I actually do this stuff, it's a really, really powerful recipe. So thanks for letting me share. I will pass.
Thank you very much, Freya H. Shlomi Hanna, you're up next, followed by Lynette P.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your service. Thank you to the timekeeper. Thank you, everybody who's on this meeting. And I'm actually at the dentist's office waiting for the dentist to come out and speak with me, so I'm hoping I won't get interrupted. Anyway, I am back from relapse, thank God. And about a year and a half ago, when I was working with my sponsor doing my 11th step, my program was really in a great place. Living in 10, 11, and 12, which I had not really done before, brought me a level of serenity and peace that I'd not had. And I just want to say, especially to the newcomers, or especially to people that may be struggling with relapse, that that was one of the things, remembering how my program was and how serene I was, and especially getting over my 11th steps, that meditation, looking at my day, giving it to God, being gentle, but, you know, just observing how I was during the day was something that I actually thought about quite often when I was in relapse, how much serenity I'd had. And that was one of the things that actually brought me back to program, was remembering that serenity, particularly the 11th step. So I'm very grateful for this step because it's really brought me back. And it can certainly do that for, you know, for anyone else that may be struggling. And that's really all I wanted to share. Thank you.
Glad you're back and glad you're sharing, Shlomi Hanna. Please go ahead, Lynette P., and then after Lynette P. is Ricky M., followed by a brand new lineup on page 86, paragraph 1. Please go ahead, Lynette.
Thank you, Elaine. Thanks for everybody that shared already. It's just wonderful to hear. The line, but we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. That has always stood out to me I love the instructions of the whole paragraph, and these especially kind of speak to me. I just think they're so smart, they're so insightful, and just sort of right on for me. In the past, and if I'm not careful, I still have to watch it, I would zero in on drifting into worry, being so remorseful, morbid reflection, just staring at things that maybe I did wrong. This was before the program and sometimes and in the program, that I was looking at it and not with a spiritual lens. And I do know that some of that morbid reflection and remorse that was unreasonably high or strong led me into shame attacks, which were fear-based. For me, that can just be pretty debilitating, almost paralyzing. I'm not productive. I'm not constructive. The first line says we constructively review. So it's positive and also not, looking at anything in a self-flagellating way. So this has been very helpful for me. And I think because of the 10th step also, doing 10 steps and the daily reviews, I get into less and less worry, remorse, and morbid reflection. So it's been a daily exercise that's been very constructive for me, but ultimately it's been helpful to others, right? Because we want to be useful to others. We want to have a purpose, or I certainly do, and this step has been key in that way. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Lynette. So Ricky M. is up next, and then we'll take another line up on paragraph 1, page 86.
Hi, this is Ricky M. from Philadelphia. Wow, this is the step that I've been waiting for. So since I started in programs, since I started getting my abstinence, I'm white knuckling, and then I started working steps, and I'm getting closer and closer, like further down, and I once asked a question asking, so when does when do we start having a little bit of peace and serenity? And someone actually answered me that in the 11th step prayer and meditation is really when you start getting a little bit of that calm. And even before I was kind of here, I started meditating. But then when I get to step 11, I've done the program before, but this is the first time I'm actually doing the program. And it's all new to me. I'm really just right here, right now. And every day to sit down and write those questions and those answers, it's amazing. What I've come to learn that there's no, like, you get those spiritual feelings, but it's real life. And every question has to be dealt with, resentful, selfish, dishonest. And it's a work in progress, and it's not perfect, and it's not overnight. I'm still trying to figure out how exactly to put this in. Do I do it with a friend? Do I do it with a sponsor? Do I do it on my own? I'm not sure, and the answers will come, and I'm learning that. There's no overnight answer. What I do know that as I'm living my life during the day, knowing that I have to answer these questions at night completely changed my way of living. So just to share a story, I was in my kid's school, and I had some friends there, and they'd never seen the new building. So I was like, oh, I'll take you on a tour. And then we're about to go into the building, and someone from the school was like, I saw she didn't really want me to do it, and I kind of didn't listen to her, or I didn't, like, respect what she was saying or showing, and I showed them anyway. And as we were there and at the event, I realized I'm going to have to answer these questions. Did I do something wrong? Do I owe an apology? And I'm like, I need to do it now because I don't want to have to call her later. So I, took a deep breath and I prayed, and God, please help me say the right thing. And I'm like, I just want to say that I was wrong for going in. And she's like, oh, it's okay. And then 2 minutes later, she's like, yeah, it disturbs the classes, and please, it's really not fair to the teachers. And I said, yeah, you're right, I'm sorry. And to be able to have done that, make the amends right away, and to get that that's where serenity happens, when in the moment I took care of it and I won't do that again, you know, and I'll listen to people's cues when they ask it right away, because I'm doing this on a daily basis. And yeah, thank you. Thanks for letting me share with that. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Ricky M. Look forward to hearing who's next. Who would like to share?
Kim A.
Kim A.
Barbara E.
Barbara
Liz
E.
F.
Liz S. Wendy M.
Sherry KB.
Wendy M. Sherry KB. We may have time for one more. Well, let's go with this and see how we do. Kim A.
Santa
Barbara
H.
E. Was that Santa H?
Yes.
Okay, great.
If you have time.
I'm putting you down? We have time. Great. Okay, here's our lineup. Kim A., Barbara E., Liz S., Wendy M., Sherry KB., and Santa H. Please go ahead, Kim A.
Thank you. So I was never given a choice of how to do this. My sponsor informed me.
If you are not, Kim A., please mute. Thank you.
Thanks. My sponsor informed me. That, okay. It's okay.
All the interruptions.
No, that's all right. It happens. Okay.
So, much, Kim.
Hi. Thank you. This is Kim A. So, my sponsor informed me when I got to steps 10, 11, and 12 that I would be sending her my step 11. I would email it to her every night. There was, like, no other option, which is fine with me. But I found that in the beginning, it was just kind of this rote, like, oh, I have to do this. Let me just get it done. And I really didn't reflect on it all that much. I have found that as time is going by and I see the benefits that I get from living in steps 10, 11, and 12, which I know is the only way that I can stay recovered, I really do try to give it more thought as I'm emailing it to her. And it's really not time consuming. You know, I just basically plug my answers into the questions and send it to her. And if I've been diligent about sending my step 10s during the day, it's really much easier. There are always times when I'll realize that, you know, I missed a step 10 and this is the place where I have to, you know, let my sponsor know what's going on. Or sometimes I didn't miss a step 10, but I'm realizing as I'm sending this that I'm still feeling maybe resentful or, you know, self-pitying about something that happened. And, you know, I've realized that I need to get this done before I'm too tired to really think about it, because I used to do it like last thing before I'd go to bed and I was like half asleep and just wanted to get it done. But, you know, this is for my recovery. So now what I try to do is sit down and get this done a little bit before I start to shut down at the end of the night so I can really give it some thought. And there are days when it's very easy to see what I could have done better. And there are days where I really have to think hard. I don't ever want to send this without at least one thing I could have done better. And it's not, you know, always program related. Sometimes it's about staying up too late or not being productive enough at work or, you know, not answering the phone when my mother called. Whatever it is, I always try to find at least one thing I could have done better. And the idea is to not make this about judging myself. You know, steps 10, 11, and 12 are like a mini 4 through 9 that we do every single day. And when we do a step 4, it's not with the idea of letting emotion or judgment come into it. It's with the idea of just kind of searching for the facts as a really honest inventory and not looking at it as like, oh, poor me, or I'm such a horrible person, look at all these things I've done. No, it's just all about facts. This is good, this is not good, this we want to keep, this we don't keep. And it's the same thing with the step 10, 11, and 12. Well, you know, 11 we're focusing on. And I try to have that same objective, non-judgmental type of mindset when I go into it. Like, there are some days that I just... Thanks, I'll wrap up. There are some days that I just don't have good days. And that's okay. And this is a perfect way for me to see that clearly and see if there's anything that I need to do to make up for it. And thanks. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Kim A. Barbara E., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Liz F. Star one to unmute, Barbara. Barbara A., star one to unmute.
I was having a brilliant conversation with myself. I'm so sorry.
Now we get to enjoy it, too.
Truly not brilliant at all.
You know, you're coming through kind of quietly, Barbara. Is there a way you could make an adjustment?
Okay, let's see if I can make it real. How is this?
Much better. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. As a former fourth grade teacher, I'm sure there are many teachers out there on the line or perhaps former teachers. At the end of the day, I would always review how my day went because I would go in the morning with all kinds of lesson plans. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the minute the class started, all my lesson plans went out the window. They weren't understanding my lesson on how to make a rectangle, how to make a hexagon, how to make an octagon. So I didn't beat myself up. When I got home, I said, okay, what did I do well today? What didn't work for me today as a teacher? I know there are three kinds, types of basic learning styles, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. Maybe tomorrow I'll try the kinesthetic approach. Bring them into the gym and have them form teams and say, okay, use your bodies to make a rectangle. Good job. Use your bodies to make a hexagon. Good job. Maybe that will work. So I don't beat myself up and say, oh, I'm the worst teacher in the world. I just say, what can I do differently tomorrow? Do I need to make an amends to any of the children that perhaps I spoke harshly to? If I do, I do that the next day. You know, Ronald, I really shouldn't have said that to you. That was wrong of me, and I want to apologize to you. I'm not going to say that anymore. What can I learn from my mistakes? What am I grateful for? What have I done really, really well, and what will I continue to work on tomorrow? So in the very simplest of terms, I use those every single day. And I, too, do not send my nightly review to a sponsor because I found it became very rote. I do it myself, I guess, as a former teacher. I was used to doing the nightly review and making my plans for the day and then knowing that I have to do it all over again and that there's always the opportunity to improve. And even if I fall flat on my face in life or as a teacher, I can pick myself up and at least I'm falling forward. And it may be one step forward and one step back, or two steps forward and one step back, but I'm doing it imperfectly because I'm human and I will make mistakes. Thank you so much for allowing me this space. I pass.
Thank you very much, Barbara E. Liz F., you are up next, and you're followed by Wendy M.
Hi, it's Liz S., excuse me, calling from New Hampshire. You know, I really do love this step, and one of the reasons is it makes me think of 6 and 7, you know, where we really point out our defects and we ask that God, and we give them to God. And here in step 11, we are consistently looking at what, you know, what we could have done better or what mistakes we made along the way. And for me, that's very valuable information for me to have on a daily basis, because it helps me to know what do I have to do differently. You know, what is it in my character that needs to change? And I don't get upset or take it personally because I've lived all my life selfishly in a self-centered way, offending others, rejecting others, going around, building up resentments, stepping on people's toes. And here in 10 and 11, God has given me the chance to open my eyes and face the truth. And the other question I really love is, you know, did you contribute to life today, Liz? Did you do anything? Basically, did you do for others today? You know, what did you pack into the stream of life? And I love that question because it makes me think of, you know, how self-centered were you today? Or were you out there, you know, really giving, you know, contributing? And there are too many times when I have to say, no, I really didn't do enough. And that's a very important question to me. And I never feel bad. I feel as though this is important. What can I do differently tomorrow? And it's not a fourth step to me. I don't spend an hour on it. I answer the questions as, you know, briefly, and I always feel as though I have God's forgiveness at the end of it. I don't feel remorseful. I almost feel pleased because I'm looking at the truth, and the truth is what I need. I need to know, what did you, how did you go astray? I especially need to know if I owe an apology to somebody. That has to happen as quickly as possible. And it's never a perfect day. And as Bill says, we don't strive for perfection. We aren't perfect. We strive for it, but we aren't. So I really appreciate the fact that I can do this at the end of the day and reflect and see how I can do better tomorrow. And tomorrow I'll be looking at it tomorrow and saying, okay, how can you do better the next day? It's an important step. It gives me valuable information. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Perfect timing. Wendy M., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Santa H. Please go ahead, Wendy M.
Thank you. My name is Wendy M. I'm a compulsive overeater and a recovering bulimic, and so glad to be able to share in this meeting, be a part of this meeting, and listen to all who have shared. I've heard really good things today, and I so appreciate it. Region 4 OA puts out a journal that I just love. I probably have gone through 10 of them already. But it has the morning review, and then it has the evening review that talks about all the questions in this paragraph that was read today. And I really like that because it's kind of all written out for me. It even has lines for me to write on. And so it's like, you know, I get to look at and write down everybody's influence, healthy, dishonest, and jealous. And I have done this stuff for many years, this review. But I like the way that this general has it. And but it also adds, you know, what did I do well? After looking at all of that negative stuff and giving it to God, I have to remember what I did well also. And then it has like the freedom from bondage prayer at the bottom, like grant me freedom from resentment, and they replace it with, and then they have things that are opposite of it, so replace it with forgiveness. And I was laid off a year ago in January. And I've been struggling since. I'm older, so that makes it a little harder in the workforce. I'm a little more particular, but I'm still resentful at my bosses for laying me off. Because, you know, I was in a assisted living home. It seemed like I got along with everybody, that I did a great job, but he was looking for something more, and I guess I wasn't it. So on that. Grant me freedom from resentment and replace it with forgiveness. And then it also says at the bottom, God, I pray for the health, prosperity, happiness, and well-being of blank. So I put in my bosses, my own bosses. And then all the things I pray for myself, I pray also for my own bosses. And it just relieves some of that self-pity, resentment, fear. A lot of fear I want to be able to contribute to my household and to be self-supporting, which I have been taught in programs. And so that helps relieve that and to know that God will provide. We haven't starved. We haven't missed anything. We haven't gone without. So I don't know why I get full of fear. And It's not all the time, but sometimes, you know, I had a healthy check coming in. So I think it's more of greed, you know.
Gentle reminder.
Thank you. Afford all that I had before. So thank you for allowing me to share. Okay.
Thank you so much, Wendy M. Santa H., you are up next.
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning, my fellows. Good afternoon. Good evening. My name is Santa H., a grateful compulsive overeater, recovered and recovering one day at a time with all of you. and thank you so much for Team Wednesday for your service and all those who shared. There's been some great shares this morning. And I used to complicate this step. I've done it many ways since my 6 years here in program. And, I like the questions, and I like that it says constructive review our day. And I find for me that doing it before I get tired in the evening has worked for me, where I can sit and really empty my mind and really reflect on my day and answer these questions honestly. And for me, it works for me. It's not for everybody, but I'm on the 11-step train. And I like having a partner when I'm doing my 11-step because they get to help me see things that I don't see, especially patterns that are showing up that I may overlook. And so that feedback is a wonderful gift for me. And accountability is fantastic for me because I know from past experiences, if I'm not accountable for this, I drift away from it and I slack up on it to the point I'm not doing it at all. So being accountable to someone has been a huge help for me in my program. And also just the wonderful, great feedback that I have received. And I also like the fact that if I have to do a 10-step, I do my 10-step before I go to bed at night. I just can't sleep knowing that I have a resentment or fear. And so far, the person has been gracious enough to allow me to do my 10-step while I'm doing my 11-step review. And it's been very helpful. And also, I just want to comment on and I'll end with this, is that I used to, and this was shared with me from, one of my partners, that I used to always try to find something where I need to correct. And I was actually beating up on myself, putting down things that I possibly knew I couldn't get done that day for whatever the reason was. So now what I do is I always, in my prayer, when I end it, I ask my higher power for forgiveness and any corrective actions that may come up for me. And if I've done the best I could that day, I put down, no. I could not have done better. If I didn't do the best I could that day, then I put down what I could have done better. But this practice has been so helpful for me. And like many of you have said, this is such a wonderful gift. And I just love it. Like, I love the 10-step process. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Santa H. And Sherry KB, you are up next. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California, a very grateful recovered compulsive reader. Thanks so much for your service, Elaine, and everybody on the line, and Team Wednesday, Wednesday, and welcome newcomers. Today's Wednesday. One of the things that come up for me that I address at night is my thinking as well, not just my actions, but what's really important for me is to address my thinking. What the thoughts that I had in my head, whether I acted them out or not, I have found that is so helpful to also review my thinking and what I was thinking during the day and my thoughts and everything. That has helped me tremendously. And then asking God, to forgive me and what corrective measures need to be taken. And a lot of times it's just changing my attitude about a situation or a person or in the moment. When that's going on. And I noticed that when I do nightly reviews, and I'm also on a train myself, I've been on it for almost 3 years. It has totally enhanced my program, and I recommend it to anyone who's interested in enhancing their program and enlarging their spiritual life. I've noticed that since I do this every night, and of course, during the day, we'll talk about later on. that I noticed that I don't do as many 10 steps because I'm taking care of step 11, and they always say that the more you do 11 steps, the less 10 steps you need to do, the more 10 steps you do, the less 9 steps, and so forth. And I have noticed a big shift in that for myself. And I just noticed that this is reviewing my day. It is a chance for me to see if I left out a 10 step. It's also just going over the day to see where was I resentful, selfish, dishonest, afraid, and getting that last, chance in and asking my higher power for help and guidance. And just important, too, is that it says that we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, a morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness. And this isn't about beating ourselves up. This is just about reviewing and where we can go from here. And I love this. I love this work, and I'm very grateful for it. And with that, I pass. Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you so much, Sherry KB, and to everybody who has shared and listened and been here with us today. What a delight. We'll now transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164. Will Leslie W. please read A Vision for You?
I will. This is Leslie W. recovered in Tennessee. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something that you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of the past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.